Unit 2, page 24. Reading. Exercise 4.
It's Sunday afternoon. What can I do?
Annie, May 7th.
It's Sunday afternoon, the last hours of the weekend before school starts again. This time is valuable, but I'm sitting here with nothing to do and no money to spend. So I need ideas for things to do. Important. They need to be fun and free. I'm asking for help because time is running out.
Austin 08, 5 minutes ago.
Go for a walk. I always go for a walk on Sundays. I like going on my own. It's the perfect time to think about all the things I don't normally have time to think about, and I never think about things I need to do. I like forgetting all about them just for a few hours every week.
Monster Munch 4342, 20 minutes ago.
I'm writing my weekly poetry blog post. Well, I was. Now I'm writing to you. I upload a new blog post every Sunday. At the moment, I'm finishing poem number 15. 5 more to go. Maybe you don't want to write a poem or even a blog, so try a story. Go ahead. Use your imagination.
Cool 656 Carl. 25 minutes ago.
I'm lucky. I live in Washington, D.C., and we have the best museums, and they're all free. They're too big for just one visit, so one Sunday every month, I go and check out a different part of a museum. Today, I'm at the History Museum. I want to see old-fashioned clothes from 100 years ago.
Silly Millie, 32 minutes ago.
Read something. Sunday is my reading day. I read for at least 4 hours on Sundays. Books, magazines, websites, newspapers, anything. It's free. And best of all, you can do it anywhere. And sometimes, when I'm really lucky, Dad brings me a drink, too.